going to close our eyes. Turn our attention inward. We're going to turn within. In order to turn within, we have to take our attention away from the external world. And away from our thoughts and the activity of our mind, and focus on our internal experience. The best way to do that is to focus all of your attention in one area. And so we're going to start by focusing all of our attention on our seventh chakra. Area in the middle of the top of our head. I'm going to place all of our attention right there. We're going to concentrate, become totally absorbed in our seventh chakra. Wanders or our body tries to distract us, we come back and refocus. We begin to notice an energy. Direct our awareness, energy follows. Our body begins to relax and quiet. Our mind begins to quiet. As the only thing we have become aware of is that seventh chakra. Now, imagine the energy flowing through that chakra, and that flowing out from you is all the stress, tension, all the negative feelings from the day, the negative emotions, all the trapped energy. It's all flowing out through that chakra now. And back into the field. Leaving you more relaxed. Calmer. More peaceful. continues just to flow out. Now you can start to surrender and let go, to relax yourself. There is within you a place of peace and stillness. Experience this place of peace and stillness. There's like a still lake in the mountains, untouched by a breeze, perfectly still. That is the eternal and infinite presence within you, always unchanging, always there, even though most of the time we are unaware of its presence. Our attention is focused everywhere else. It is still there. For this infinite presence is the ground of our being. Not only is it the center of our being, but we are at the center of it. Because it is infinite, it exists in every place, in time and space, in its full potential. Which means that every cell of our body, every particle of our being is infused with this divine presence. We surrender, the more real it becomes. But we must choose to surrender. We must choose to let go. We must choose to trust in the universe enough to let go of our identity, to release all our ways of holding on, to be willing to enter into the unknown, the unfamiliar, as we pay attention to this presence within us, as we begin to surrender and let go. We become aware that although this presence is indeed perfectly still and peaceful, it is also very much alive. It is radiant. It is light. It is indeed a presence, a real living presence within us. Now it's time to lay down our ego, to lay down our identity, to lay down our attachment . Lay down our ideas of what should happen or what we should be or what we should experience. To lay down our need to analyze and control and to just let ourselves experience ourselves, to just become totally present to this moment. Surrender now. Let go. Let your body soften. Let your heart open. Let your mind be free. Let yourself open to this divine, loving presence within you. There is a love in you, so deep and so profound, alive within you in every moment. A love so strong, there is no other power. It is the only power, the one power that love is alive within you now. Say yes to it. Take the risk. Resistance and fear are a thin veil that will dissipate in a moment if you will say yes, if you will choose to trust and allow and to surrender. You are safe. More courage to surrender and let go. this resistance and this fear are so nebulous, they seem so real, but they are just flimsy patterns of electromagnetic energy. There is nothing real about them. They are not a wall. They are a veil, a thin veil. That's all that stands between you and the power to create your life the way you want it. Everything it needs. Your life is complete. That you are blessed and a gift. Let your body know working perfectly. And you will change your destiny right on the spot. For once your body knows gratitude, knows deep appreciation, knows perfection, becomes a magnet. For good. And so you must teach it how it feels to be a powerful magnet for good, how it feels to be a powerful creator of good. How it feels to have your wishes manifest, your dreams come true, your prayers answered. Do that now. Feel the gratitude for a perfect life, a powerful life, a meaningful life, a creative life. The truth is that you are precious and unique being, a radiant gift to the world. No matter what you may think or feel in this moment, this is a truth that cannot be denied. It is simple law. You are important. You are significant. You do matter. Now it's time to bring this loving gratitude and this experience and knowledge of the truth of your being back into your world. Back into this life. Back into this time and place, this room. This body. I want to thank you for being here. I appreciate your presence. It's been my honor and privilege to spend this time with you, and I look forward to our next time together. Until then, I wish you all the best. Go well.